Nice to catch up with a friend and one of the finest sports writers in the business, Christine Brennan, who many of you read, the award-winning sports columnist for the USA Today, also best-selling author and also television commentator. And she joins us because I saw a column of hers in the USA Today. And let me just quote from it. The headline on the column was, "Ohioans play defense for Jim Tressel." And it reads, "Have you heard what they're saying about Jim Tressel in Ohio? You'll barely believe it. Here is a man who made a multi-million dollar living off of once what was a sterling reputation, speaking and coaching and writing about the importance of integrity and honesty and doing the right thing. At the same time, as we now know, he was lying and cheating and deceiving his bosses, as well as an entire state of loyal college football fans, possibly for years, if published reports are accurate. Where I come from, which happens to be Ohio, there's a term for someone like that, a fraud, or if you prefer, a phony. What was it that riled you up so much about what's gone on with Jim Tressel and Ohio State University, Christine?"
Ron, it's a great question, and so pleased to be on your show again. Thanks for having me. I think it's the magnitude of what appears to be the lies and the deceptions of Jim Tressel, someone who I've talked to on the phone, someone who I've corresponded with, someone who I believed was, I mean, hoped was really above it all. So I've been duped like everybody else, and I feel so bad for, you know, the kids who, the good kids who do the right thing who are playing for him at Ohio State, and the upheaval and the craziness and the mess that Ohio State football is right now. Fans who, you know, little kids who looked up to him. But I think it's right to be riled up. This is, you know, people can say, and Ohioans are saying, yeah, I'm sure you've heard it, your listeners have heard it, Ron, oh, these are little things, you know, tattoos and cars. That's not really cheating. Well, shame on Ohioans who say that, because I was born and raised in Ohio, Toledo, suburbs of Toledo, first 18 years of my life. I own our family home there. I'm a homeowner. I'm a taxpayer in Ohio to this day, even though I'm not there most of the time. But I'm still, our family home is important to all of us in our family. And Toledo is, and two siblings live there, and nieces and nephews. So I'm Ohio through and through, and I just can't believe that people would say it's okay. It's okay to cheat a little. It's okay to other people are doing it. We can do it too. No, not where I was, how I was raised, and not how most people I know in Ohio were raised. And I understand the frustration and the anger, but it's all Jim Tressel's doing. He could have gone to his superiors, as you know, Ron. He could have solved this. He could have let everyone know that he was getting the word that there were these issues. No, instead he played ineligible players to win football games, to bring disgrace eventually to his university, to the state, to himself. How embarrassing, how sad, but absolutely, I think, worthy of the label of being a phony, writing religious books, telling us how to live our lives, and then doing this, thinking he's going to get away with it. To me, that's the very definition of a phony.
You point out in your column about the governor of Ohio kind of saying saddened and upset that the Buckeyes head coach was gone, calling him a terrific person. Then you also talk about the reaction that another Ohio State University alum had. That was Jack Nicholas. What was it that surprised you about both of them? And do they represent, especially at the high level that they seem to be, the visibility level in Jack Nicholas and the governor, does that represent something to us? Does that say something about the way people react to these sort of things?
You know, I was mystified by both. And not because John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, a Republican, our family actually knows him. My dad, my late father, knew him very well through politics. So, again, I'm not predisposed to be against the governor, not at all, quite the opposite. And then, of course, Jack Nicholas, who I like very much. But I think it shows the depth to which people love Tressel, and whether it's past or present tense, I think the respect for Tressel, and the hope that this really wasn't happening. I think there's a lot of shock in Ohio, you know, kind of, really, this guy in the sweater vest is now, did all this? The Sports Illustrated piece is damning and extensive and troublesome. Could there be more that could come out? It seems like there's quite a depth to the lying and the deception and the cheating with Tressel in Ohio State, if all this is true. And so I think, but Nicholas and Kasich, I understand, they're upset, he's their friend. But when I went back to Jack Nicholas's representative and asked him, did he really condone the lying? Does he really condone all this when he's saying that he likes Tressel and it's a little thing, an insignificant thing, Jack called it. And I did give him that option, Jack Nicholas's spokesman, to come back and talk about it. And the next day, and he did. And he thanked me for that opportunity, the spokesman did, and did clarify that Nicholas had not read the SI piece and did not understand, doesn't know the depths of this, and is only reacting to the tattoos, not everything else, and in fact would never condone lying. So already Jack Nicklaus backed off of it in my column, which people can find at christinebrennan.com or usatoday.com if they want to catch up on that.
Christine, you and I have been around sports for a long time, and many times we have seen something happen with a manager or a player in a particular city. I sit here in San Francisco, and of course, you know what happened with Barry Bonds. Even during all of this, most people felt that, okay, maybe he was cheating, but it isn't that big of a deal. Are we talking about provincialism here when it comes to kind of supporting somebody who may have done something wrong, even though maybe in their hearts and their heads they know that this is not right?
I think you're right. If it's your guy, if it's your team, if it's your guy or gal, you know, whatever, and you're cheering for them, then they can do no wrong. And if it's the other people, well, then, yeah, you know, the boo the bum and he's a jerk and what have you. Sure. I'm sure some of these very same people who are defending Tressel, Ohio State fans, of course, hurt and understandably confused and upset and lashing out, I'm sure some of these same people were probably as vocal as they could be against Barry Bonds, for example, or were loving the fact that Michigan was in trouble with Rich Rodriguez and some of the stuff, which seems like small potatoes compared to Ohio State. And Ohio State might be small potatoes compared to, well, certainly SMU years ago or any number of other cheating scandals. But again, the cover-up was far worse, and that's where Tressel. And Ohio State's in huge trouble now because of that. For whatever the other stuff was, which was bad too, of course, the actual transgressions. But I think if it's ours, right, we want to believe it, we want to hope, and we love cheering for that team, so we never want anything bad to happen to that team. I think that's a big part of it. You're right.
You made a very strong statement in your column. The new reality is that Tressel has left in disgrace, and only when his enablers, athletic director Gene Smith and President E. Gordon Gee, join him in imposed retirement, will there be a chance to begin anew in Columbus? You know, you bring up a very interesting point. What was it that everybody else was thinking about? I mean, the evidence was fairly clear. It was fairly strong. Why would people back him to the degree that they did? Just because he was a good guy?
I don't know. It's stunning. And, of course, Ohio State, the behavior of the leadership of Ohio State has been reprehensible, Ron, you know, when you consider all this and when you consider that it only took journalists, you know, pushing. Columbus Dispatch has done a great job on this story, and that's not easy. I'm sure there's been a lot of criticism of the local reporters there, but bravo to them. Great work and continuing to be on the story, and Sports Illustrated and others, breaking little bits and pieces of it here and there. So, but only because of that did Ohio State act at all. How pathetic is that? So I think Gene Smith should go, the athletic director. I think he's been an embarrassment, and I think he should go. And I also think the president, Gordon Gee, I mean, just alone on that comment in March where he was asked, are you going to fire the coach? And he said, no, I hope the coach doesn't fire me, which he thought was a big joke, ha, 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 in the midst of this scandal. Here's the man in charge of this academic institution that you know, tens of thousands of people go to and do wonderful things academically. Ohio State is a fabulous university. Great other, you know, sports programs, what have you, student athletes. What an embarrassment to everybody. And I'll put my money where my mouth is, Ron, that if I were to do something like this, if I were to make up quotes systematically for weeks and months on end, I can never imagine doing this, but if I were to have this kind of lapse like Tressel did, years and years of this kind of stuff, I would absolutely resign. I would be so embarrassed. That's how I was raised. Again, I cannot imagine that, you know, this would get to this because I don't live my life that way. But I would do that. So I'll say that as a journalist who's out there in the public eye, I guess, a little bit, myself, that of course these men should resign. They've embarrassed their university, their state, and their lack of leadership has just been stunning. So, yeah, I think they should all go.
You know, you and I have been around, again, long enough to know that nothing is, you know, well, not black and white, except for maybe the rules. And you make a very good point in your column. Either a rule is a rule or it's not. And if you disagree with something, change the rule, but you've got to follow the rule in order to punish the people that break the rule. Am I correct in that thinking? Am I off base, Christine, in thinking that way?
Exactly. You know, here's the thing. People, we don't like the rule. You know, the rule's wrong. We would, you know, it's a dumb rule. okay, as you said it perfectly, Ryan, better than I could say it. You change the rule. Just, okay, work on that. But in the meantime, the rules are the rules. I don't think we can say this enough. Jim Tressel wrote two religious books. He had one that was out and was signing them at, I think, a Walmart or Costco when the Yahoo.com sports, which they were the ones that actually broke a lot of this too, Yahoo did, back in March when their report came out. So here you've got him signing a religious book, religious passages, his book, Jim Tressel, telling us how to live our lives. I've written seven books, as you know, and you've been very kind to support them and have me on to talk about them, some of them, especially my father-daughter sports memoir. And I don't think I've given one piece of life lesson advice. My dad's, yes, not mine. The chutzpah to write a book where you're giving advice to others, wow, that takes a lot, or a lot of confidence or whatever. I haven't done that, given, you know, actually telling people how to live their lives. Jim Tressel's done that twice.
I'm going to say this, and you're going to laugh to some degree, and I don't mean it in a sexist way, but I can't think of a female coach that has ever gotten in trouble for either lying, covering up something, or cheating. Am I missing something here? I mean, even if you think about it in terms of men's basketball or women's basketball, some of the problems that schools have been putting suspended for or been put on probation for has always been a male-oriented sport. Am I right in that observation?
I think you're right, although I think that with more money and more fame and more attention and more competitiveness, especially like in women's college basketball, we may end up having scandals. I don't think women are immune. I would love to think that women will do a better job than men, but, you know, Tonya Harding is an example of someone who was about as bad as they can be. Of course, a woman, a figure skater. Marion Jones. My goodness, the lies, the deceit, I've criticized her as much as anybody did, you know, over 2000, 2004 with all of her arrogant lying and deception, and then, of course, being a cheater and ending up spending time in jail for financial things, I think with check fraud as well as, of course, the perjury, the steroid lying to federal agents over her performance-enhancing drug use. So women can do dumb things, and women can lie and cheat and certainly disappoint us. But I think you're right. I think maybe I hope it's going to be this way forever, but I'm guessing the more women's sports become bigger and bigger, then the more pressure there will be, the more money that's in the sports, and that potentially this could happen with women too.
We've got about 90 seconds left, Christine, and I'm just wondering, the thing that has perplexed me about this whole situation is the fact that I don't know why he felt he needed to protect anybody else or to lie about it. He could have taken the high road on this whole thing and reported it and said, hey, you guys broke the rules. That's the way it is. You should not have done it. Why do you think, especially a guy who pontificates what he has pontificated, why do you think he went the way he did?
Well, there's two schools of thought on Tressel. One is that he was this great guy, a golden boy, and the sweater vest, the senator, all of that, Ron. And so that, yes, then it just absolutely makes no sense, except you want to keep these guys eligible for your season and not have them be declared ineligible, which is what he would have lost them. The Georgia receiver, A.J. Green, lost four games, I think. So he probably didn't want to lose Pryor and some of these other guys. But if he'd walked across the hall, he'd still have his job today. If he told the compliance people, told his athletic director what he knew in that email, it would have been over. So, again, what a sad state of affairs for Tressel that he didn't do that. But the other school of thought is that Tressel is a serial cheater. The Youngstown State scandals, SI.com, and Sports Illustrated piece does this justice and really goes back into Tressel's history. But Youngstown State, when he was there, then Maurice Clarett, Troy Smith, and then, of course, now Terrell Pryor, his three biggest stars, all of them tainted and all of them involved with scandal. So maybe he has just been a bad guy all along. Sad, makes me very sad to say those words. But that maybe that's the Jim Tressel that we should have seen, but we couldn't see beyond the Boy Scout looks and the sweater vest. I don't know. But maybe this is what he's all about in the end, which is very sad.
Yeah, you're absolutely right and well said. Christine, again, thank you for jumping on here. Keep writing the good stuff that you write, and I urge everyone to check it out when she has her column in the USA Today. Just outstanding. Thanks a lot, Christine.
Oh, Ron, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Take care.
If you'd like to check out this story again, you can go to Christine's website or you can go to the USA Today. It ran on June the 1st, and it was very, very insightful, and it said a lot of things, I think, that really had to be said. We'll take a break here. Come back on the other side. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.